While you listen to Bet Cozzy and Limo, imagine you were laying poolside in the Hospital Research Foundation Home Lottery's $3 million Somerton Park home. Yep, that sounds nice, doesn't it? Homelottery.com.au. Bet Cozzy and Limo, SAFM.
It's been a massive week here at SAFM, and we always celebrate with a little bit of a package.
Yes.
A package.
A montage.
Celebrating the highs and lows.
Yeah.
Also tipping a hat to the team that puts it all together here at SAFM, which we've dragged in the studio.
Hi, girls.
Welcome.
Hello, team.
Where's Zach, the guy that makes this promo? We need to get him in here as well.
Zach is our audio engineer who pulls this together and helps us celebrate what a wonderful week. Yeah. And we call it What a Week.
Guys, what a week. Now, I'm not sure if it was the red pandemonium at the start of the week. Ha, did you see what I did there? But this week has been particularly zoological. Of course, kicking things off with the origin of my fantastically hilarious joke just now.
Breaking news, Ravi the red panda has made a daring escape from Adelaide Zoo and was recaptured in Botanic Park yesterday. Our reporter Andrew Costello was on the scene.
Of all the people in South Australia...
I could see you getting a tranquilizer dart in the butt.
Wouldn't you love it if this morning we're like, hey, where's Cos this morning? Oh, he's in an enclosure at the zoo. Yeah.
Take him to Monado.
Pretty awkward when I pulled up and one of the kids yelled out, Mummy, not just a red panda escape, look, there's a hippo too.
Oh, Cos, don't be so hard on yourself. Merely deflect the pain and mock one of your peers. Let's pick one at random here. Beck.
Spent some time out at the farm yesterday. I took my recorder out there and I wanted to play a little bit of a game with you, Lima.
Recorder,
Beck,
as in the musical instrument.
Sometimes I sit on the hay bales and play to them for hours.
Hot cross buns.
You mean your noise recording machine?
Now, this is going to be very simple. I want you guys to guess what farm animal is this?
Beck.
Yes.
That's a chicken.
It's simple.
Is it a rooster or a...
Yeah, I don't see gender.
It's a non-binary farm bird.
How extraordinarily inclusive of you guys. Speaking of inclusivity, this random child has included something bizarre into her diet. Find out what it is right now.
A two-year-old was found playing in the back garden with a snake. The snake bit her, so she put it in her mouth and killed the snake her teeth.
She bit it to death. No one's messing with that kid at kinder.
Hey, why won't she have any dinner tonight? Oh, she ate a snake in the back garden earlier.
Hey, cut her some slack there, Limo. She was just following her animal instincts. And for more animal instincts, let's take a look at... straight up stealing.
Did you notice a mistake on your receipt? Perhaps you were overcharged or undercharged? Peter in Keswick, what happened to you?
I was at Big W going shopping for an outdoor umbrella. Found one and it was about $150 one. So, I was scared indoors and it came up as $1.50. So I grabbed a bunch of lollies so it didn't look too sus. Found the youngest checkout person I could find and then went straight through and got it.
That's not okay, Peter. You stole.
Yeah. No, that's a win for the little guy.
And speaking of animal instincts, here's another prime example. Except this one isn't a win for the little guy. Or anyone, really.
Every Tuesday, I spend all day editing South Aussie with Cozzy. Between trips, I thought to myself, wouldn't mind going to the toilet. Now, as you know, like, I've done a bit of stuff with OTR. Could I stop there, walk in, and just use the toilet? I think not.
Come on, surely the OTR genie can pop up in a toilet there.
You've unlocked the magic crap.
Well, Cos, ball's in your court now. Do you want to be recognised as a hippo or a fart genie? Or we do have a third option. A whole bunch of other stuff.
Now, what in the hell kind of non-binary farm bird was that?
See you next week, guys.
Get that funny feeling in the morning.
Bet Cozzy and Limo for breakfast.
It's the SA Showdown.
Oh, which means we've got both our boys in the studio this morning. Riley O'Brien and Xavier Dersma. Good morning, fellas. Are we nervous?
Good morning.
They're excited. Ready to go.
Yep, excited and a little bit nervous.
What's it like sitting next to each other? That would be weird.
a bit of animosity here, but attention with the
plenty of feeling going on.
I saw Xavier push you before, Riley.
We'll save it for the weekend.
There's about a 20-kilo difference, I reckon, between these two. Hey, do you guys, there's a lot of talk about the rivalry. Have you guys got friends at the other football club? Riley, we'll start with you. Do you have mates at Port?
No, I haven't got any mates that I played junior footy with or anything like that, so I'm trying to think of any. No.
What about Xavier? Because he's sitting next to you.
Only enemies.
I've got a few of the boys that I played some footy with growing up. So, Ned McHenry, Ned McHenry and... there's a couple other boys in there.
Isn't Ned McHenry one of the nicest guys you've come across?
He's a good man. He's a funny man. Loves to talk, but he's a good man.
Good to have on your team, but you wouldn't like him against him, I reckon.
No, he's a bit little chirpy. Bulldog, isn't he?
Yeah.
Do you guys ever cross paths on the field? Give each other a little g'day? Like, see you at SAFM next week?
I'm usually a long way away from people on the wings, so it's hard to cross over with people.
Or on the bench?
Yeah. Or just not playing at all.
That's so supportive, Beck. The young man who we've tried to support the whole year. Well done. Would it be too awkward if we set you a challenge? Because I reckon the 3 minutes before the game starts is going to be so heated, and I reckon it's just going to be an absolute pressure cooker at Adelaide Oval. Could we challenge you guys to secretly give each other some sort of high five or something? Like, if you walk past each other at all, just a small high five.
I'd love a butt tap.
I've got the challenge. Here it is, right? There's a blue at the start, so let's say there are 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 players into a blue, the challenge is for you two to walk next to where the fight is, and while it's happening, just give each other a hug.
Jeez, can't guarantee anything,
there will be a bit of biffo, I reckon. Obviously for Port, Zave, it's Robbie's last game, so you will win it for him.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think we'll just go with that. And I think obviously Robbie's, he's one of the greatest players to ever pull on an AFL jumper. So we're going to be making sure that we honour him in the way that we think we'll honour the fans and him as well. So we're doing our absolute best,
mate. For the coaches this time around, I reckon it's so simple pre-game. For you guys, you just get Robbie Gray up, and Hinkley just says, "Do not lose for this man." You know, show him some respect, whatever. That's easy. They get the boys fired up. Riley, from your end for the Crows, just play the last 60 seconds of the last showdown and just go, boys, do we want to have this feeling again? And then away you go.
Thanks, Nixie.
Get Cozzy in this week. Special guest. That'd be good.
Coach Cozzy.
Yeah. He used to coach the mini league at Flagstaff Hill. Believe it or not, when my lad was 5, I was a fitness coach. I actually was.
Right. We ran out games very well.
Did they win the wooden spoon that year, Coz?
It didn't go actually that well.
A lot of feeling, though, between the two teams this week. And, the Port boys, Darcy Byrne-Jones and Tom Jonas have been speaking up. Ollie Wines had this to say.
There's certain things about that football club that I don't like. I think it's just the DNA of the club and what they're about and the sense of entitlement that they sort of have. But I'm proud of my football club and we're going to be doing everything we can to knock them off.
Riley O'Brien's just writing down his number on a piece of paper.
Putting it in notes.
No, it sounds like they were briefed by the media manager to use the word entitled this week. But it was, quite amusing. But we're just focusing on what we're doing and bringing our best game this weekend, and hopefully it's going to be a great contest. Obviously, Robbie Gray, legend of the game's last game, so can't wait to go out there and have a really good contest and hopefully get the win.
Xavier, what do you think of the Adelaide Football Club?
Look, I don't have anything against the players. We definitely want to win on the weekend, that's for sure.
That was a safe answer.
Let's just try to make it as awkward as we can.
Yeah.
Question for you guys individually. So, Riley O'Brien, we'll start with you. If the Crows are out of it and Port were playing in the grand final, would you barrack for Port?
No.
Okay, sorry. I respect that.
Yeah, no.
Let's flip it around. Port are out of it. Crows are playing in the grand final. Would you barrack for the Crows?
Yeah, no.
It's a big yeah, no.
It's interesting because Rebecca Morse, the Crows are your last team.
Yeah.
Port are your number one team, Crows are last.
I don't want to see them win ever. No.
Whereas Coz, the Port would be your second team.
Yeah, now I love the Crows through and through, and so does our whole family. We'd do anything for the club and we love them dearly. However, if they were out of the finals and Port were in, I love the idea that 300 South Australians would be happy. So I
300,000?
Well, I think, isn't that the numbers? 300,000 go for Port, and I think we've got about, 1.2 million or something with us, Riley? So, I like the idea of South Australians being happy, so I would go for Port, and I would watch, say, Xavier, and I would wish him well.
No, you're a good man, Coz.
So on 13 10 60, we're asking the question this morning, so assuming everyone barracks for either Crows or Power, is the other South Australian team your second team? Or your last team? We're conducting a little survey. I'll be fascinated to see what the results are. Call us now on 13 10 60 And Riley and Zave, thank you, boys, and all the best tomorrow. Yep. We want to see a massive, I want to see a draw personally, but
good luck.
Good luck tomorrow night.
Come give me a hug, thanks, Riley. Guys. I'm coming down with something.
Love it.
Get that Adelaide feeling.
With Bet, Cozzy and Limo for breakfast.
Well, often here at the SAFM studio, we have it's a glass studio, so we can see out into the office here.
Yeah.
And often people are just wandering through, getting a tour, having a visit, seeing what's going on. And this tall, handsome dude wanders
strapping
past,
lad.
Strapping. Walks past the outside of the studio, and Rebecca Morse goes, "Well, I know that guy." As she rolls her tongue back into mouth.
I just didn't recognise him in his corporate gear for a second. It's my trainer from F45, Kidman Park, Rory.
G'day, Rory. Hello, Rory.
Hey, crew, how are you?
Now,
you make me blush.
If we're going to be completely honest, a couple of times she said, geez, that guy looks familiar. Who's that guy? Is that guy? Oh, that's my trainer.
Well, you're exactly right. Different in the corporate attire.
Yeah, I usually see you in a singlet.
You don't have to.
Barely a singlet.
You two, stop it. We don't want to interrupt.
Right. Mate, now Beck just drifted off then for a moment.
Rory, you're a personal trainer at Kidman Park F45, yeah?
Absolutely, I am. Yep. If you want to get down for a session. Just lost a voice.
Don't be nervous.
How's COVID, right, mate?
Now, Corey, tell us a little bit about...
Rory.
Rory.
Close. Rory.
He's got lost in his eyes for a minute.
I really did.
Corey, Rory.
Rory, tell us a little bit about Rebecca Morse in your F45 class. How does she perform?
She trains really hard and talks a little bit more than that.
Oh, yeah.
But she gets around everyone. She makes sure everyone's having a good time. She brings the vibes, and that's what we're after.
Right. Is she on time, mate?
I can't, no.
I always miss the warm-up.
Right, so a bit chatty.
A little bit of a chatty Cathy in class.
Yeah, chatty Cathy, all right. But performs well, generally?
No, it does perform well. Gives it her all, which you like.
Loves a burpee.
Now, what about our man Coz here, who's just entered a weight loss challenge for himself? And would you have any advice on the exercise for our man here?
Look, mate, if you want a one-on-one PT, happy to offer it, yeah. Happy to sponsor
mate,
this.
I would, Rory, but I know how jealous Beck would get. seriously, though, I'm day three of my diet, which has gone not too bad so far, touch wood. What's your advice to people that are just starting out and maybe are listening right now and they're overweight and going, well, it's so hard to start from here?
Probably the best advice is don't go full on too early.
I like this guy.
Start off smaller, 80%, probably get the diet right. That's number one. Calories in, calories out as well. So you've got to exert more calories than you're putting in. But also don't cut everything out. You can have a glass of wine every now and then and a few chocolate treats. Just make sure that you're still sticking to your fitness regime.
I like the cut of your jib, Rory.
Exactly right.
That is good advice right there. Now, when I bumped into Rory, I thought to myself, where have I seen...
Oh, he was my friend first.
Yeah, well, I thought, where have I seen this dude before? And Rory reminded me that we met each other at Adelaide Oval just a couple of weeks ago. You were chatting to some of the staff there and you used to work at Adelaide Oval.
Yeah, I used to work at Adelaide Oval in the sample team, in their partnerships team. And I tried to make a funny joke. My last name's Limo. I tried to make a funny joke that I used to be number one Limo in Adelaide, but... didn't go down too well, did it?
Did you know that his surname is Lehman?
No, he never got to second name.
It's Rory Lehman.
Wow.
Yes.
So if, nice Beck, plug. If things work out really well at your F45, I'll be calling you Limo.
It'll be Limo Cozzy and Limo in the mornings.
Get that funny feeling in the morning.
Beck, Cozzy and Limo for breakfast.
Hey, we love the Shark from The Chase on Channel 7. We interviewed him recently, the Shark. It was fantastic to have him on the show. And The Chase, very popular TV show. I love the Shark quiz that's in the paper each day. And I'm wondering if we can bring a bit of that quiz onto the show.
Okay. I just don't like quizzes because they can make you look silly if you don't know the answer.
Yeah, but how smart do you feel when you get one right?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Do you remember when Tony Barber used to say in Silent Century, 60 seconds on the clock and your time starts
now. So exciting. This is classic Cozzy glass half full, Beck glass half empty. Come on, together.
Hang on, Beck doesn't even have a glass, mate.
Right. I've got five questions and just get in with the answer as quickly as you can, okay?
Okay.
I'm putting you two head to head. All right, question one. In the card game Blackjack, what Cozzy. Card can be...
The ace.
Oh, yeah, well done. What card can be worth either 1 or 11? Coz predicted that one and got it right.
And this is the quiz out of the paper, right? This is word for word out of the advertiser.
This is the shark quiz out of the advertiser.
After you do the crossword, you go and do the quiz.
Okay, yeah. Question number two, just reading here off the shark quiz. What rapper created the Slim Shady persona?
Eminem.
No, well done. Two to Coz. Okay.
Say your name, Beck.
No, Lima said just say the answer, not your name.
Well,
but I took a while to get to the answer anyway. I did know that one.
Okay, reading from the shark quiz out of the advertiser. What word can mean either a part of the human body or the hole in a sewing needle through which a thread goes? Hey, Beck. Well,
I went with the name again.
2-1. Okay, next question. What animal is sometimes known in rhyming slang as a Noah or Noah's Ark?
Cozzy shark.
Oh, you're well very done. Quick.
All right, last question here for you this morning. This is reading out of the shark quiz in the advertiser. I'm just reading it word for word. Okay. Australian comedian, actor, TV and radio
Anthony
presenter
Lehman.
Anthony Lehman is, oh, Coz, you're out of it, is better known by what nickname?
Oh!
Is this actually in the paper?
Yes!
You're in the paper, honey!
Well, answer it! I'll be reading the quiz!
Oh my gosh, hey, look at you.
I like it how today I get a 2-page spread. He's the answer of a quiz question. We're talking about him.
I'm not in the paper.
This is a big moment for me. Okay?
Oh, that's great,
well
honey.
Done.
That's a moment for you.
I was a bit of trivia in a Carlton draft cap once, but this this takes
cut
the cake.
Cut it out for your mum's scrapbook, darling.
You would have been beside yourself when you read that this morning.
I wondered why you were so keen to do that quiz today.
What about if it took you ages to get the answer right?
Get that Adelaide feeling.
With Bet, Cozzy and Limo for breakfast.
The question we're asking this morning on 13 10 60, ahead of the showdown tomorrow night, is the other South Australian team your second team or your last team? Because for Beck, the Crows are your last team, and for Coz, Port are your second team.
Correct.
So I think it's an interesting little study here. Let's go to Amy in Ranella East. Now, Amy, you barrack for the Crows.
Yes,
Port,
I do.
Your second team or your last team?
Port are my second team.
Okay.
All right, so you're with Coz on this one. Okay.
How come, Amy?
Yeah, but, well, they're South Australian, so I've got to barrack for South Australia.
Okay.
So I'm always going to go South Australia over any other state. However, my partner, on the other hand, he's Crows first and Port last.
Ooh.
So whenever Port's playing, I've got to stay silent. So I can't barrack for Port. I've just got to...
You sound like a kind person.
Yes.
I respect that. Okay, Nicole in Salisbury Downs, who do you barrack for?
I barrack for the Crows. And Port would be my last team.
Oh.
And I'm hearing Ollie Wines on the radio just before. I would love to show him what entitlements that be.
Yeah. So what did you think about his comments, Nicole?
I didn't like them at all. I absolutely hated them. You know, we've worked really hard as a club to come back from a really hard couple of years. And
hopefully you will come back soon then.
Yeah, well, you know what? We will. And I have been barracking for them since I was a little girl, and I will never stop barracking for them. The club means everything to me.
I do respect that loyalty. I respect passionate, loyal fans who stick by their clubs no matter what. I do.
Let's go to Amanda from Mansfield Park. What about you, Amanda? Which team do you go for?
Port, mate.
And the Crows, are they your second team or last?
Well, there's no such thing as a second team, and they wouldn't even come last. They don't even exist.
Oh, Amanda! Yeah. Oh, my God. So, Amanda, if the Crows never won another game, you'd be happy with that?
Oh, mate, I'd be sleeping like a boss.
So, Amanda, what about if, let's say, Port finished down the bottom of the ladder and the Crows were in the eight, and they were playing, let's say they were playing Melbourne. Would you rather Melbourne beat the Crows, knowing that that makes a whole heap of people in Victoria happy, or Crows win in the South Australian
Any day of the week, mate.
Yeah. Yeah. Amanda, there's you and no I need to have a beer.
Here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very good. All right. Well done. Well, good luck to everybody.
It's going to be a great game. This is poised. I'm so excited for South Australia for this game. Mm. And at the end of the day, you know, whilst I hope Crows win, I just hope it's an absolute belter like the last one was. Mm. Because one thing's for sure, Saturday afternoon, the CBD will be humming. All the small businesses, all the tools will be ringing. It's a sellout game.
Bum, 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 bum,
yes.
Bum,
and your pre-game entertainment is the very best. Good. Yeah. It's very good. And how about that last kick at the last showdown? Yeah. What a moment that was.
All right. Get that funny feeling in the morning.
Bet Cozzy and Limo for breakfast.
Well, is it just me?
Yeah, that's a segment where we share something that's happened and you go, is it just me or does this happen to you as well or am I crazy? Okay, I don't get a lot of phone calls.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like because you get a lot of phone calls. Limo, you make a lot of phone calls to mates and...
Yeah.
I might get one phone call a day. I might go a day without anyone calling. Plenty of texts.
Is it possibly because you don't normally respond that over time people have just worn off?
Yeah. Has it got something to do with the 2,500 unlistened to messages on your phone?
107. Oh, 107. I've got 107 voicemail messages.
So can you picture this, folks, if you can. Picture your phone having 107 unheard voice messages. Yeah. I just can't deal with that. That just triggers me.
It's a little surprise for me one day.
Yeah, it makes me anxious.
When I get one phone call, as happened the other day, I was driving to school pickup, my phone rang.
Yep.
And while I was on the phone, two other phone calls came through at that same time. It was like I had opened my communication portal.
Yeah.
Right. And the universe knew that I was ready to communicate. So people rang me all at the same time.
Were they all complaints about your driving?
And this happens to me a lot. I feel like there's a window of time when the communication happens to me.
What time? Is it just me? What time does it happen? Or what?
No, it's not a time. It's if I'm on the phone, I will get a text or another phone call.
Okay.
Like the communication gods are like, okay, it's Beck's time.
That's a big day, isn't it? That's a really big day for Rebecca.
Has that ever happened to you?
When you're on the phone, does someone else ring? Yes.
Yeah, but only that little window. And then for the rest of the day, nothing. But everybody rings you at exactly the same time.
Mate, I've got
to
go. I've got another call coming.
Well, I didn't. I just let it ring
out. I think
it
might be just you is the vibe I'm getting here. I don't think that happens to me. It's not like I get my... It's not like my communication portal is open to the universe when I get one call and then everyone else calls.
Do you guys find this, though? If you're on the phone chatting to someone, I love it when someone else calls. Because it's a good chance to wrap up the chat you're on. Oh, mate, I got to go because I got to take this.
But you can make that up anyway.
Well, but that's lying, though. It's heaps better if you can just do it.
All right. Do you have a communication portal? I don't know.
Well,
do you often just get a whole cluster of communication? Or sometimes I might get no emails for a day.
Mm. Yeah.
And then like I'll get like three or four good emails or interesting emails, like a country road sale, all at the same time.
Yeah. When you turn your computer on.
Anyway,
I'm going to go on a limb here and say that it is just you, Rebecca Morse, but I'm happy to be proven
wrong. All right,
wrong.
South Australians.
Okay. Is it just me? 13-10-60 is what is happening to Beck.
You can't even summarize.
Happening to you. What, no, I can't.
Whatever it is.
Something about a portal?
It's a portal. It's a vibe.
What is the question you're asking?
Okay. Do you get a cluster of calls all at the same time? Mm. All right, Keisha from Adelaide.
Hi, how are you?
Does this happen to you, Keisha?
It definitely does. And the worst thing about it is that, just like you said, you can go a day or two without any phone calls. But then the cluster comes. But the cluster comes when you're doing something.
Oh.
It always comes when I'm busy, when I'm cooking, when I'm cleaning, or like when I was watching a movie for 3 hours earlier, why didn't no one call?
Yes.
I put a pause there. I can't pause my cooking. You know what I mean?
Oh, I hear you, Keisha. Right. I'm always cooking. And not pausing of the cooking.
All right.
I think a solution to the cluster could be like, I hear my wife tell her friend a story on the phone.
Mm.
Bit of time will go past maybe now, and then she'll talk to her mother. And I'll hear the same story getting told to her mother about something that happened
during
the day.
She'll conference everyone in.
I say to her, why don't you just have your own little cluster, like a conference call, and tell everyone your one story of what happened for the day all at once and free your day up.
Nice.
To explain what I mean by this, but when I talk to someone on the phone, I often get another couple of calls at that time and I don't have a lot of calls. So I feel like once you open your communication chakra, then it sends a bat signal that makes other people call.
Did you say that to try and help people understand it better?
Yeah. Does this annoy you or does it make you feel good?
No, it fascinates me.
Fascinates you.
I find it very interesting. So that made me think, is it just me?
Yes. Well, let's go to Jess in Elizabeth. Jess, do you have any idea what Beck is talking about and does it happen to you?
Yes, I do. And yes, it does. I can go a whole day sitting on my phone and not receive one text, call or email. I put my phone down for 5 minutes to go and cook tea or go to the toilet and I come back and my phone's blown up.
Wow.
Yes, Jess.
It's not fascinating.
Just me. Thank you, Jess. Okay, Kim in Langhorne Creek. Is it just me?
Oh, my God, guys. It is absolutely not just you, Beck.
Amazing. Oh, tell me what happens.
Nasty business. So my parents split up 4 or 5 years ago and they're still in that really awkward, you know, can't talk to each other or about each other stage. Yeah. So, of course, the rest of us just, you know, shit bricks when either of them call. Sorry for the word.
Okay. Bricks.
They always both call me at the same time. And I must have that tone in my voice that changes because every time one of them calls and I'm on the phone to the other one, they know. Like if I say, I've got to go, they just
know.
Kim, do you know what you should do? Next time that happens, you should just put one of them on hold, conference them in together.
No, seriously,
and just say, hey, guys, you both called me at the same time. I know you've had your differences in the past, but you also have a lot in common, and at one point you really loved each other.
Oh, God.
Let's do whatever we can to be friends.
When you get back from La La Land.
Kim, it might work.
Thank you, Kim. That's freaky. I'm sorry. There's something going on here. Mm. All right, and finally, to No Longer Downs, Sarah. Is it just me?
It's absolutely not just you, Beck. I am a team leader for a disability service, so I deal with a lot of parents. And I can go, you know, a few days to a week without hearing from any of them whatsoever, and then I'll answer a phone call from one of them. I'll get another phone call while I'm on a call with, you know, text messages and emails all coming at exactly the same time. And everyone wants something done at the same time, and there's no consistency of the time or the day. Always at the same time, there is definitely a communication portal.
Thank you. I feel so normal today. Write that date down.
Is it just me? You should start a Facebook group.
Get that Adelaide feeling.
With Beck, Cozzy and Limo for breakfast.
South Australia nearly lost its biggest Santa last year when this devastating news took over South Australia that our massive Santa was about to be dumped.
We need to save our Santa, the giant Santa. He's in danger.
The fiberglass icon, which started life outside John Martin's and David Jones, needs tens of thousands spent on repairs. It's currently in storage.
When I read the story, I go to the comments and I thought, how long is it going to take me to find a comment pleading with Cozzy to rescue Santa?
He needs $34,000 worth of work done on him.
Oh, my gosh, so do I.
He's an icon. You don't want to lose icons.
Hey, Siobhan's called through. Siobhan, what about this Santa? What do you think?
Definitely save it, Cozzy. My dad worked at John Martin's, and when I was a kid, we used to love that Santa. We would see it all the time. We were there every weekend. Please save it for our city.
The Adelaide City Council will meet tonight to decide the fate of the big Santa that used to adorn the central market.
And I came to them last Friday at 5 o'clock and made an official formal bid. The council bought the Santa off David Jones 5 years ago for $1. So I've offered them $2. I, Cozzy Costello, call on all councillors to do what's right. I'm asking all of you to hand Santa over to the big guy, me. I'll make sure that Santa is looked after and erected as the best erected Santa anywhere in the world.
Hey, do this.
I don't know how I'm going to fix him. I don't know where I'm going to put him, but by damn it, I'll get it done for South Australia.
The future is looking bright for Adelaide's big Santa. Adelaide City Council has voted unanimously to sell the 16-metre fibreglass icon to Andrew Costello for $2.
Yeah. And that turns out was the easy part because it's been a lot of work to get this Santa sorted, I tell you. I remember when I bought it for $2, one of you two guys asked me, so now what are you going to do with it? And I said, I don't know.
Where are you going to store it?
We had no answers to those questions. This all came about because Colin James from The Advertiser wrote a story highlighting the fact that we might be going to lose our Santa. And from there, it's just grown. Today in The Advertiser is a beautiful two-page story about the future of the Santa, and he's got his new bright, shiny boots there. So we are very lucky to have had a whole bunch of South Australians help me make this happen. TRG Transport, Tony, and that have offered to transport him around South Australia for free, which has happened. Bianco is now where he's getting stored. Dino out there has been wonderful. The Lord Mayor, Sandy's been so helpful. Tom McCready from the council. All these people have come together to basically make this Santa happen, because when we first got him, the repair bill was $30,000, the previous quote to fix him, and then the installation and storage was about $90,000 a year. Whoa. It's a lot of money. So we've just been saving money wherever we can. You know, Bianco storing him for free saves about $15,000 a year. Mm. All of these kind of things just save money. So it's really important. Then we had our fundraiser, and this is what blew us away, where we auctioned off an item, which was dinner with the Premier, Peter Malinauskas, at our house for 10 people, which went for Rebecca Morse. You were there auctioning it?
40,000.
Wasn't it an amazing...
It just kept going up and up and up.
Yeah. So this fella, Lance Vader, bought it, and we're very grateful for that. So that has meant that we are able to put Father Christmas up this year. Do you guys want to know when he's going up?
Yes, please.
Yeah.
He's going up on the Central Markets, which is where he has been previously displayed.
Yeah. Great.
Yeah. Which is so cool because our studio here at Franklin Street, we'll be able to see him from our studios here, which is great. And he will go up the week before the pageant.
Oh, how good.
Oh, great.
So there's a lot of debate about whether it would be the pageant Saturday or the one before. Historically, he's been up since the 60s. He's always gone up 1 week before the pageant. Lovely. So we've decided to tip our hat to history and do it then.
And will there be a bit of a party associated with this, cause a bit of a ceremony around this?
Well, my dream is that when he's getting put up, which takes 2 hours, when the cranes and everything are in place, it takes 2 hours to attach him to the building and to sort of get him up, which would be an amazing thing to witness. So I'm trying to see if I can get a street closed and have maybe 400 or 500 South Australians bring their kids down, and we'll put on a free feed and really celebrate the fact that South Australia's got its Santa back. So when he goes up on Central Market on November 5th, it will signify the start of Christmas here in SA. And it would also signify, you know, a different Christmas. Finally, the pageant's back on the streets. Mm. Finally, there's no restrictions. And I think when Santa goes up, it'll be that normality restored to South Australia. It'll be a very proud moment.
Well done.
Well done. That'll be a fantastic
one. You know what I'm like with proud moments. Every proud moment deserves a song. I thought my favourite Christmas carol and yours, guys, is Jingle Bells, obviously.
Yeah.
So I just thought I'd just pen down a couple of words.
Oh, gosh.
Sand had nowhere to go. Looked like he would get slayed. Oh, off to Wingfield Dump. Children crying all the way. Lord Mayor, I did ring. What? Saying she'll be right. I'll give you $2 for Santa. I'll pick him up tonight. Santa save, Santa save, Santa's back to stay. Oh, what fun it'll be to see Central Markets on display. Yay! Oh, hey, a showdown on Saturday night. I should include Port player Xavier Durser and Riley O'Brien from the Adelaide Crows. Hey, boys, get over here and sing my song!
Santa save, Santa save, Santa's back to stay. Oh, what fun it'll be to see Central Markets on display.
Yay. All together now!
Can I just be clear on something? You've written an ode to yourself.
Yes.
Is that what's happened there?
Yes. And in actual fact, there was 4 other carols that went with it, but the boss said it would go too long. They will be getting drip fed out over the next week.
Well done, mate.
Special thank you also to Kylie Ferguson. She works at South Aussie with Cozzy. Yeah. Basically, she's done 90% of the work, and I take 90% of the credit. That's how it works.
Sure.
Thank you. We'd be buggered without it.
Get that funny feeling in the morning.
Bet Cozzy and Limo for breakfast.
It's Limo's legend and loser of the week.
Oh, it's been another massive week. Beck, let's kick off with you. Any nominations for legend of the week?
We've got to stick with the showdown theme. It's Robbie Gray. I would say Port Adelaide's best player in the history of players.
Now, you were out for dinner with his wife last night.
I did see Belle last night.
Did you get any dirt?
Just that I think she's happy to have him home helping with the three kids.
Oh, really?
Next year.
But a lot of people would agree that he's the greatest ever player, and this is the moment that I love more than any other.
Watch. Let's see
down
as
by
it plays
4
out.
Points against St Kilda.
Right over the back in the path of Robbie Gray. He's a superstar for the power. Oh. He goes long. Has it got the land?
Listen to the crowd.
That was a massive.
Was that at Adelaide Oval?
Yeah, that was at Adelaide
Oval.
Yeah,
I think I didn't go to the game, but I remember driving down War Memorial Drive, listening to it when that happened and just hearing the crowd.
It was random. Just huge. I'm also going to nominate...
I was collecting cans.
The toddler in Turkey you told us about earlier this week, Beck, who bit a snake to death after the snake bit the toddler. That is a full-on performance. I'm going to nominate Fat Man Scoop, who's coming out for Friday's Live on our sister radio station in Brisbane, B105. Fat Man Scoop had a chat to Prime Minister Anthony Albanese, who agreed to play with him at Friday's Live.
I need you to come down, and here's what we're going to do. You're going to DJ while I perform. Can you do that, sir? All you got to do is put on a cool shirt, take a shower, bring your laptop. I'm going to show you exactly what to do. And then you just come on the stage. Fat Man Scoop, Albo, Fat Man Scoop, Albo. Whatever I say, y'all got to do. You're going to be fine.
It'll be cool.
So is that a yes?
Well, if I can, I will.
Well, if I can, I will.
Oh, come on, Albo.
In his head, he's going, oh, my God, I can't commit to this. But I also can't say no.
Loosen up, Albo.
It's like when I went to a fundraiser once down at bloody Mawson Lakes and they got me on stage and said, for $500, we'll donate $500 to charity if you dye your hair.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
See, you can't get out of it then. And now for our legend of the week, Cos, we're on the same page. Who's our legend of the week?
Well, it's got to be the red panda from the Adelaide Zoo. It escaped on Friday. It enjoyed like 48 hours of freedom and it was caught, tranquilized, shot out of a tree where my daughter and I were eyewitnesses.
Of course you were there.
As it fell into the blanket underneath. Look, it had a good run. They got it in Botanical Gardens.
Well done, you and your daughter, Panda Chasers, on Sunday there. And our loser of the week, well, I'm just going to cut to the chase and give it to former Prime Minister Scott Morrison. Was revealed this week that he gave himself 5 jobs without consulting anyone else.
Wow.
And hilariously on the socials yesterday, I saw this. Someone has cut together a bunch of lines from ScoMo so that he says this.
I'm here today because you might recall
I used to be the Prime Minister. I had one focus, but I wanted more jobs. And so I gave myself thousands of jobs. I had jobs, jobs, and more jobs. From Home Affairs to Health to the ADF to Treasury to a whole range of different parts of government.
It would have taken ages to put together.
Oh, if you go on, it goes for about a minute and a half, and it is hilarious. It's worth hunting that one down. But ScoMo, our loser of the week. Back, Cozzy and Limo. SAFM.